Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If this is your first time tuning in, our show is going to help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you are considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guest on the show will provide you with tips, advice, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. And our guests work in various professions and are at different stages of their career, so that means that we will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to help you with all of your show business career questions. If you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download any one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website. That's latalkradio.com. Click on the Question Reality, how ironic, and click the link. And this will take you directly to our archive page, and that's where you can view the list of all of our past guests. For those of you who don't follow the show, which I can't imagine why, but we've been on the air since 2008, and we've had Oscar winners, Emmy winners, Tony winners, Grammy winners, celebrity reality stars, all the way across the other spectrum to the beginning actor and the working professional. So when you go to the archive page, you're going to see a ton of people from a career that you're interested in, and we have questions. We really dig deep. We dig deep and we ask the Barbara Walters questions of how do you become successful? So go to the archive page and you're going to see a ton of professions. We have behind the scenes people as well. Script supervisors, set designers, you name it. So go there. It will be there. It's like the tablets of Moses. All of the knowledge is on the archive page of where you want to go. Okay, so also, if you want to download our free app for your Android or iPhone and listen to all of the other exciting informative shows, because LA Talk Radio has a ton of shows. I mean, if you want to learn guitar, there's a show for you. If you want to learn how to barbecue properly, there's a show for you. If you want to learn about politics, they got everything on this station. So just go to latalkradio.com, download the free app. It's down towards the bottom. A lot of people said, I can't find it. Where is it? You got to go down, scroll down towards the bottom of the page, and that's where it is. Now, if you want to know who's going to be on my show for 2015 in the future, you have to go to our official questionrealityradioshow.com website. Again, questionrealityradioshow.com, which is separate, but we're eventually together. So go there and you'll see who is coming up on the horizon. And we put the name, their title, and then the website, and you can go and check them out and see if you're interested in that show. Now, we are available for download on iTunes under the podcast section, and we're also on Stitcher.com as well. So if you just happen to want to go there to check us out, if you forget what the website address is, you remember iTunes. So go there and we and you will get to hear wonderful programs. Now, we have great guests every week. Fantastic, fabulous, marvelous, where there is no comparison. Well, actually, that's questionable. But, hey, we get guests that should be on Leno and Letterman. Absolutely. And today is no exception because we have the hot, sexy, this guy is so gorge, as the Kardashians say. His name is Trevor Jones, and he is a voiceover artist. He's an artist of the voice, also known as a voice actor. And for those of you who, well, if you're listening to this, you obviously are interested in pursuing the career. But just in case you're tuning in and you're like, what's a voiceover actor do? Because I'm from the Midwest in a small town. What is that? Oh, I can't imagine anybody actually not knowing what a voiceover actor is. But just in case, we're just going to go with it. It's the art of providing voices for what could be animated characters and cartoons, video games, puppet shows, radio, audiobooks, amusement rides, even weirdly, computer programs. They can also be narrators. They're actors, but behind the scenes, you know, when you watch Frozen or what is that? Ice Age Continental Drift. You know, that's the voices. They're voiceover actors. What do you think? How do you think he gets there? There are actors who do act out the scenes. Now, just to tell you a little bit about Trevor Jones, you may know him as the voice of the video game Kwazy. Kwazy. Kwazy Cupcakes with a K. For the cupcakes too, that resulted from the hit television show Brooklyn Nine-Nine. And you've also probably heard Trevor on national TV spots for huge movies, big, big, big blockbusters like Frozen, Guardians of the Galaxy, oh, one of my favorite films of all time, Cars 2, Captain America, Spider-Man 2, Pirates of the Caribbean. Oh my God, these cocktails are kicking in now. The Grand Marnier is kicking in. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, Wreck-It Ralph, and a ton more. He's the voice of a Muppets campaign featuring 50 spots that's currently airing on Disney Junior. And he's done voice work for companies such as Coke, my favorite, Coca-Cola, my favorite drink. When you say soda, it's just Coke for me. Coke, SAP, SAP, Sylvan Learning Centers, Rogaine, which I am just close to using now. I tell you, hair, we've talked about this last week, and Pepsi. And obviously, who hasn't seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine? I watch it a couple times. You know, I'm a sitcom fanatic. I'm more reality television fanatic. But I watch it a couple times. It's really cute. I liked it. I think it's really funny. So that is such an honor to have worked on that show, I'm sure. And we're going to talk to Trevor about that. But remember the episode with the video game that everybody got addicted to, Kwazy Cupcakes. Okay, so that actually made, they actually made the game. And Trevor is the wacky voice on the game. So check it out. I want you to go to his website. It's Trevor Jones VO, as in voiceover, trevorjonesvo.com. Go to his website right now and don't listen to any of the voiceovers that are on there because we are going to be playing a couple around 5:30, 5:35. We're going to play a couple so you can hear how fantastic and wonderful he is. Real quick background on Trevor. He actually, and the reason I'm talking about this is because this show is called Question Reality. A lot of people are working in jobs. They got degrees in things that they found out I have no interest in doing. Of course, he has a degree from CSUN in business administration, and you always need to have some sort of business degree. But he graduated with a degree in business administration, and he ended up going to work as a private investigator for 10 years. Fascinating. I wanted to do the same thing. Followed by a career as a photographer. And then he, like my husband, is an Apple fanatic. His love of all things Apple let him work as an editor in the entertainment industry for 15 years, cutting trailers, TV spots, and other creative content. And it was at that time during his career, Trevor read some scratch VO, which I have no idea what that is, but we're going to find out what it is. And he realized, hey, it will be great to get paid for this. So he trained with some of the best coaches in the biz, like Maurice Tobias, Nancy Wolfson, Pat Fraley, and a whole bunch of others. And he has now been working as a voice actor for almost 6 years. And for just being in the business for 6 years, to work on the projects that I just listed is amazing. You just don't do it, honey child, honey boo boo. You just don't do it. You got to be really good to be booked on these projects. I know a lot of voiceover actors, and God bless them, they're hitting the booze right and left because it is hard as hell to get a job. As far as I hear it, now these could just be my God bless them, my God, my down and luck, what is it called? Down and out voiceover actors who just haven't, you know, gotten the big spot yet. But according to them, it is hell and high water being a voiceover actor. So we're going to hear it from the man himself. So without further ado, welcome you hot, sexy, gorgeous hunk of a man voiceover artist, Trevor Jones.
Well, thank you, Priscilla. What an intro. Thanks. I hope I can live up to that. And I wish
well,
I was nearly
I
as sexy
so.
As you say. But there's a reason I'm on, like, you know, behind the scenes, you know? Not
no.
on the camera.
I just can't. When I went to your website, I said to my husband, what is this man doing behind the scenes? If I were him, I would be like basking in my own glow. I would oil myself down every day, put mirrors on the ceiling, look at myself while I do my voiceover acting. So I don't know what's going on with that, Trevor.
Great idea.
Yes,
it is. I could get
a
mirror in my booth. That's a fabulous idea. Actually, it's just a good photo because my wife's actually a great photographer. And the photo came out okay.
Yes, well, see that? Your wife can help you. She can actually do the oiling down, and
yeah.
You can put up the mirror. So, I mean, I think it would only enhance your voiceover recordings, personally, but I don't know. You, my friend, have what appears to be on paper, and I assume so, a very, very exciting career life. I mean, come on, private investigator, photographer, editor. People are lucky if they can even get one of those damn jobs in a lifetime. So, you know, you are very ambitious. Obviously, this has been a contribution to why you're booking the top jobs. Let's take it down from the beginning. Why private investigator?
Why? Well, because actually I served a mission for our church, and I came back and I went to Chile for South America, and I learned Spanish, and I came back needing a job. I was 21 years old, and I heard about this job as a PI. I'm like, you speak Spanish? Great. So I ended up work. I just started in that, and I take statements in Spanish and English and investigate claims, and at first it was kind of fun, but I hated it. It was like being in English 101, because you'd take a statement, do reports, do some background, find people, that kind of junk, and then it's like doing, you know, 10 English assignments every week. So I hated it, and it wasn't really me. And then the one thing you and I have in common is we both have a degree in business administration, right? So,
yes, minor in marketing.
And my minor's in actually real estate. But business administration, and I, after completing my degree, I took a test like, what should I do for a career? Because I don't want to keep working as a PI. I'd been working as a PI. And at the very bottom of the barrel, it said, you shouldn't be in business, that's for sure. You should be like a race car driver or a pilot or something like that. I'm just kind of a high-strung, hyperactive-go guy. And so I took the wrong coursework in college, so I needed something else. So, you know, I started pursuing other things.
Yeah, but photographer for a high-energy guy, I mean, unless you're out photographing the Gulf War or some war, that's a pretty mellow, low-key, let's smoke a joint kind of job.
I apparently didn't think it through, because I had a friend that was working as a photographer full-time, and he's like, hey, come shoot a wedding with me. I'm like, I don't want to be gone on a Saturday night shooting a wedding. That sounds like a drag. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of forgot about how I never actually went with him. And then I got into the career anyway and started shooting weddings and portraits. I'm like, wow, this isn't great either. It took me a while to find something I like.
But you know what, Trevor? You did it the right way because life is a journey. It's an exploration. I always say you can look at it. You can look at doing a ton of different jobs. You can be, what is that saying, a master of all trades?
Jack of all trades. Yes, jack of all trades, the master of none. Yeah.
But you know, the person who does everything, you learn a little bit about everything. You're so much more intelligent than the person who locks himself down and says, I'm going to do one job the rest of my life. That's not realistic anymore. There's no more gold watch at the end of the tunnel when you retire.
Yeah, no.
You know,
you gotta buy your own gold watch now.
And hopefully you got a job, you can buy one. Now, you said that you came across some, when you were an editor, you came across some scratch VO. So can you tell our audience what that refers to why did it spark what would be an addition to your resume?
Sure. Scratch VO is just the temporary VO you lay down before you get the big guys to come and read the real thing. Like when I was editing trailers, we'd have, you know, Don LaFontaine and Ben Patrick Johnson, these huge voiceover names. They'd either read remotely or they would come into our office and record. But before we got them, we had to do, you know, we'll do 15 versions of a cut sometimes before we send it off to the client, before it finishes and we get the real guy to be able to read the real VO. So I would do temporary VO all the time. And then my first big break, I got to do, do you remember the movie Meet Dave with Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, I love that movie.
So I was editing like TV spots for that, and I actually got to finish one of the spots. That was my first actual finish in, I don't know, probably 2009. And it was just some promo spot with Meet Dave and some transmission shop or something in the Midwest somewhere. But I got to finish that spot. And I'd see guys come in. We'd have Don LaFontaine literally came to our office before he died. And they'd come in and they'd read for 10 minutes and make like $2,000. I'm like, wow. That sounds way more fun. I like editing. Editing's great, but it looked like a great opportunity. And so I went to Maurice Tobias, actually. I talked to some guy, and he said, no, Maurice Tobias, she coaches some of the top people in the industry. And just like, can I do this? Do I have a voice for that? And that didn't even really come up in the conversation. It's just like, you got to train, because there's pretty much a place for just about any voice out there. It's not like the old days. There are a couple guys that have the deep booming voices, you know, the inner world guys, and that's not me. And there's still a place for them, but there's a place for just it's a numbers game. You got to do a bunch of auditions and find the guys that like your voice. But cut out. It's probably just me live without Priscilla right now until her Skype connection gets better. And so if I'm talking, there you are.
Why, there you are. I told you this was going to happen for the listening audience. We apologize. We're having some internet connections. I absolutely apologize, but we're going to get through them. So unfortunately, I don't know where you left off, but I'm sure that you completed your thought, and I'm going to go
I completed the thought and then some.
Now, of course, you were talking about Don LaFontaine. Of course, most people know the voiceover work of the great voiceover actor, Mr. Don LaFontaine. In my opinion, his legacy remains the aspiration of most voice actors. And I, again, my opinion, there was nothing he could not do in this realm. And he did it all with such a grace and an ease that kind of drew people in. And I believe he created the style in which movie trailers are performed to this day. I mean, actors,
he was amazing.
They still measure themselves by how well they can imitate Don's famous line, in a world.
yeah, he was amazing.
His legacy inspired veteran voice actors. I'm sure you know Paul Pape and Joe Cipriano from, I think he wrote something, Living on Air or something like that, to create the Don LaFontaine voiceover lab. And I hear, again, from my voiceover friends, it's a state-of-the-art facility, and they offer free services to advance the voiceover industry. So my question to you is, have you trained there? If not, who do you recommend would be a good voiceover teacher to go to for the best voiceover training, and why?
I have not trained there, but I hear great things only about it. There are a bunch of great coaches, some of the best. I mean, we live here in L.A., so you have access to some of the best coaches in the world. And Marie Tobias is fabulous. She's been around forever, does seminars. Nancy Wolfson, I trained with extensively. She's really, really great. There's a company called Edge Studios that has a bunch of voiceover coaches, and I've actually been trained with a couple of their coaches, including David Goldberg, who runs a studio. Those are a great place to start. There's also, schools, and there's a casting agency called VoiceCaster in Burbank that offers classes. It kind of depends on your budget. Maurice and Nancy are going to be a little more pricey. Depending on your budget, you can start with them, which if you can, that's what I'd recommend. If not, go to some of the schools and ask around. If you're not local, a lot of these teachers teach via Skype or telephone, and that's almost as effective as being there live with them. So that's a place to start. And then if you wanted to go with somebody local, ask around to ask successful voice actors who they trained with. You want to get a referral, because there's a lot of people that claim to teach and don't know anything.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure you get somebody that's reputable.
Oh, I'm so glad you said that. There are so many actors who are taking classes from people who, believe it or not, they never did research, and the people they're training from really were not successful in film and television, so I don't know what the hell they can train you to do, but you'd be surprised at how many people who don't do their homework. Lately, I don't mean lately as in the last 6 months, but maybe the last 10 or 15 years, there are so many A-list celebrities doing voiceover work. And now when they avoided it like the plague before, and, they're taking jobs that, little voiceover professionals could have. This is not my concern, because I'm not a voiceover actor, but this is a concern with voiceover actors. They're like, they're getting all the great work. What chance do I have? In your opinion, why are so many A-list celebrities doing voiceover work now, other than obviously it pays well, other than that, when they avoided it like the plague before?
I don't know. I mean, there's no stigma that I know of attached with the voiceover work, so why they would have avoided it in the past, I don't know. But it is kind of funny, because when we get auditions, they're like, try to sound like Morgan Freeman. But I can't do that. Try to sound like Kiefer Sutherland. Well, maybe. And a lot of times, and this is going off topic a little bit, but a lot of people think you need to sound like Morgan Freeman or Kiefer Sutherland or Don LaFontaine to do a voice acting job, and you don't. Don't try to be somebody else. Be yourself. There's a market for you and your voice. You got to get the training first to do it right, but there is a market for you.
Absolutely. Now, these are questions I don't know if you can answer. Can you really make, I heard this, I don't know if it's possible, can you really make millions of dollars being a voiceover actor?
Okay, well, I haven't yet. I'd like to. can you? Yes, there are a few people that are making millions of dollars being voice actors. Some of the really established guys that have seven-figure incomes. It's possible, but it's really hard. Is it possible to make a six-figure income in voice acting? I think anyone that's got enough drive and the right training, a few things we'll talk about, can do that. Seven-figure, it's kind of like when, people said you get lucky. Well, preparation has to meet luck for that to happen. So if you're prepared and the right thing comes along, it's possible.
And that's probably the A-list celebrities making that money. So,
there's some A-list voice actors that are making that kind of money as well. So there's guys that you hear, in a lot of movie trailers or walking through Target. You'll hear. Remember, I heard Ben Patrick Johnson, an A-list voice guy. I heard him like walking through Target. Like, hey, kids, I met that guy once. Those guys do exist. There's not a lot of them.
But
it is possible.
So that's a possibility, voiceover actors, you hear that. What do you and I'll say like/love. What do you like/love most about being a voiceover actor, and then also least and worst thing?
Most. Let's see. I actually love to do the physical work. I like to get in the booth and read the stuff. I love it. And it is horrible to say, I like to hear my own voice. I like it. So I like that stuff. What I don't love, I've done a few audiobooks, and they're so time-consuming that I would say I don't love doing audiobooks or editing them. And so a couple of the audiobooks I had to edit myself, and one of them, the longer one, I had somebody else do it, so that wasn't so bad. Sitting in a small confined space for long periods of time isn't great, but you're in and out of the booth. So I guess that, and I love the potential. I love the upside potential, and how it all depends on you. The effort you put into it will determine the success you have. Have I lost you, Priscilla? I think it's me on the air. There you are. There you are. Come back.
You're going to have to just wing it if we get cut off. It's gonna. Is it true that most of the jobs that voiceover actors get are by word of mouth? I heard that it's a very clicky, like theater, it's a very clicky world. And if so, how do you get into the fold or the click, so to speak?
Well, a lot of the work I've gotten is because of the editing work I've done. So that's a kind of who you get. So there is a lot of who you know, but the majority of the jobs, I wouldn't say that. I don't know if you're familiar with the pay-to-play sites that are out there. There's several websites out there that post voiceover jobs. And you pay a yearly or monthly subscription, and they send you auditions. And then you'll audition against literally 100 or more other people sometimes. But if you're really auditions for each job, you'll start to develop a client base, so they'll just call you. I mean, I developed one client through a pay-to-play site, and I've done probably 15 documentaries for them from Maldives, and you develop clients. So the way you do it is to be totally prepared. You want your training, and then once you do get a job, provide exceptional service. And it is a numbers game. You've got to do a lot of auditions. When you first start out, you're going to get really frustrated because I probably did, when I started on the pay-to-play side, I probably did 150 auditions before I got my first job, but then I did. And then as you get jobs, and I feel like I've lost you again, Priscilla. Are you there? Priscilla, come back.
Oh, there you are. I was hoping. This is so terrible. I am so embarrassed. I really am. I am so sorry. This has never happened before, except last week we were having problems. I don't know. I'm so sorry. I really am. It's so unprofessional for you to be cutting in and out. So I don't know what's happening, but I apologize. We're just going to wing it and just try our best to get through it. So if I don't respond, it is because I can't hear you. But let's just move on to our next question and see where it goes from there. What are, for those people who don't know what it's like to have your job, what are some of the duties or responsibilities or things you have to do as a voiceover actor? Like, take us from, you go to school, you make your demo reel, you go out there and someone says, okay, I'm going to hire you for a job. What happens? Take us from there.
From that point, or do you mean to back up a little bit?
Okay.
Because,
well, maybe we should, because is it much, I guess one of my next questions was, is it like being a voiceover actor, do you have to go through the same process that an actor does? So an actor will take training, and then they will get a demo reel, they get headshots, they get an A, et cetera, et cetera. How is being a voiceover actor different? Because I hear that you have to make a demo reel, and it's super expensive, and there aren't that many agents. I hear all kinds of stuff. Tell us the truth about how you
do your job. Well, I've never been an on-camera actor, so I can't really compare it directly. But what you want to do, I mean, like we said, you first want to get training. People think, people will go, hey, wow, Priscilla, you've got a great voice. You should do voiceover. And you're like, great. You can't just go sign up and start doing auditions. You want to get training specifically for doing voiceover, like we talked about earlier. You want to get training. You want to get next. You want to get a demo. And expensive, I mean, you can probably get one done inexpensively for $500. Probably, I mean, my last one that I paid for was like $1,600 from a guy in the Valley. That's amazing. And then the last demos I've done, when you're first starting out, you do these fake demos. You're reading, you know, you'll take script off TV or write your own script, or you'll have your demo producer do that for you and create, you know, five or six spots for your primary demo, which is your commercial demo. That's the first one you want. But nowadays, you want several demos. But start out just with your commercial demo. After your demo, you want to get a website up. You want to have a web presence because, as you know, the first thing you do, I mean, what's the first thing you did when you wanted to find out about me?
I went to your website.
You got to have a website. And as a voice actor, my best advice for you is when people want to hire you as a voice actor, they don't necessarily want to read your bio first or see family pictures. They want to hear your voice. So you need to have your demos on the first page. So training, demo or demos, if you can afford to get more than one, website, and then you put yourself out there. And then once you get a job, you want to be really quick. The cool thing about nowadays is everything's technology, internet-based. I got a job from a client in Italy several years ago. And the only reason they hired, well, not the only, just one of the main reasons is because I replied quickly. I got right on it, sent them a demo they like, and I read for them, and I've since done several jobs for them. So you want to give amazing customer service. It's like any business. And there's a lot of people with a lot of great voices out there, but people do business with people they like. So you want to be a likable person and be likable, professional, fast, give them high-quality audio, and you're going to get repeat business, and that's how you stay in business.
Absolutely. It really is. It is honey, child, boo-boo. It is networking. It is marketing. When you are an actor of any kind, voiceover actor, in front of the camera actor, you are a business. You're an entrepreneur, and you have to be the marketing department. You have to be the sales department, the accounting department, the receptionist, the secretary, the administrative assistant, but you've got to respond immediately. And that is usually how you can tell if people are professional and have follow through. So please remember that.
Absolutely.
Now, speaking of your voice, I want to play some of your clips because they're so amazing.
Cool.
Briefly, when you were talking about doing the, we're going to play all three clips back to back. Real quick before we do that, when people are making a demo reel, because as we hear you doing these voiceovers, you've worked for these companies professionally like Disney, et cetera, and of course we can play them because you worked for these companies, but when people are making their demo reels, is it legal for them to do a commercial they've heard off the air and repeat that? Or if they make up their own dialogue, can they say, you know, Disney or Disneyland or whatever they're making up and it's not true because it's a demo reel and they're just trying to get their voice across? How does that work?
Yeah, I'm not an attorney, so this is not legal advice. That's my disclaimer. But pretty much, nobody, if you're going to do you know, Disney or Ford or BMW, nobody's going to bat an eyelash. Yeah, go ahead. I mean, I'd say just go for it. Anything you want to do, copy it exactly and throw it out there. And, you know, I wouldn't worry about it. So far, I haven't been sued.
Yeah, that's what I would have said too, but just wanted to check. Okay, so let's listen to Trevor Jones. This is these are going to be three clips of some of his work. He has worked for these companies. These are not imaginary made-up demo reels. These are voiceovers that he has actually done and been paid for as a professional. So let's listen to the Trevor Jones and go to his website while we're listening to him, but don't play anything because you won't be able to hear what you're about to hear. Go to TrevorJonesVO.com. So let's play the clips, and then we'll come back in 4 minutes and 26 seconds.
Join nearly 3,000 amazing people this summer for AIDS Life Cycle, an incredible 7-day bike ride.
Simple outdoor living. Available at HomeDepot.com.
That's you paying your electric bill.
Yes!
You paying your lower electric bill after going solar with Solar City. Call 877-920-SOLAR.
Imagine RIT. Discover innovation and creativity at this exciting pre-festival for all ages.
Ross Lynch hit the surf in Teen Beach Movie, and now he's in London shooting the brand new movie Muppets Most Wanted.
Take action now. Contact Lenahan Law Firm at BigRigsAndOilRigs.com.
What?
Yep, these custom fitted earplugs from Odojoy couldn't work better.
ScoreBig.com, a simple website with a simple promise.
Score big
at ScoreBig.com.
Hidden treasures await as we discover the secrets of the new 3D adventure, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
Disney and Studio Ghibli present Bridget Mendler.
We've been seen, and borrowers aren't supposed to be seen.
And David Henry.
What are borrowers?
And now, a Disney Channel first look at the new Disney adventure, Alice in Wonderland.
You can catch the extended version of Carly Rae Jepsen's new music video on the Little Mermaid Diamond Edition when it comes to Disney Blu-ray Combo Pack and HD Digital October 1st. Rated G. Disney's Frozen presents Olaf's Snow Jam.
Summer!
Disney's Frozen, now available on Blu-ray and digital. Rated PG.
Gear up for Disney Pixar's Cars 2, 0 to 60 with Lightning McQueen.
Okay!
Disney's A Christmas Carol presents Magical Moments.
I haven't missed it.
It's Dancing with the Disney Channel Stars. Brought to you by Disney's Beauty and the Beast. Disney Pixar's Brave presents
A Royal Bash.
Disney Channel on the set gets a sneak peek at the amazing Spider-Man 2.
Prince of Persia, The Sands of Time, Rewind and Wind Sweepstakes.
What was that again?
Did you see that?
See what?
HeyDisney.com. Get in the game with the fun new 3D adventure, Tron Legacy's 10 and 60.
Marvel's Captain America, The Winter Soldier, contains scenes that are too intense for younger viewers.
It's a new year with a lot of surprises around the corner.
I am Kermit.
What the?
Keep watching Disney Channel for more special looks at the brand new Muppet movie, Muppets Most Wanted, in theaters March 21st. Rated PG.
Sarajevo today is a serene cityscape with bustling markets, hidden corridors of history, and architectural marvel.
Rod also sells his crazy flavors out of a Chicago area storefront. People are wild over the weird stuff he makes.
And I love it.
Rod's store, eCreamery, went on the web in 2004.
The behavior of a bicycle under pedaling forces is not linear, but rather asymmetrical. This is due in most part to the pedal forces being applied evenly on both right and left sides.
Carla is struck with a powerful impression of the attack. She's right on track. According to the medical examiner, Tara had been savagely beaten.
The Green Spark point of sale from Clover 2 is developed with a specific purpose: to improve your sales and reduce your costs.
Meet Phil and Claire. They try to stay organized. They also like to do fun things together, like travel, skydive, and read. But too often, trying to stay organized keeps them from doing the things they enjoy.
We live in a society of more. We want more of everything. But more isn't always better. Today, getting into college is more competitive, and getting a job is more difficult. The average class size in our public schools is 25 students.
Silajet is the first true anti-corrosive aviation-grade paint sealant developed exclusively for the automotive industry. We salute and congratulate our employees, our service providers, and our NASA Launch Services Program partners on the successful launch of the T-Dress-K, LDCM, Iris, and Maven satellites during 2013.
Before we get started, we'll need to sync your QuickBooks file with the Intuit App Center. In this video, we'll walk through the initial setup process in detail.
Wow! And the voices go on and on and on!
You are so fantastic. I felt like I was just listening to a radio commercial, which it was, but it's weird that I'm talking to you, and then I listen to you on the radio. You, my God, you have booked some of the top spots out there, Trevor. You are absolutely fantastic. Wow.
Well, golly shucks. Thank
you. Now, I mean, obviously, your voice is a gift. It is your art. It is how you're making a living. I assume you're happy doing that. If not,
when I love doing it.
You love doing it. For people who don't know you, because obviously from this interview we can tell you're a nice guy, you're obviously professional, you have the gift of being a voiceover actor, very talented, but what, for hiring people, because this show is listened to by many producers, studio executives, if they're considering hiring you, as if they wouldn't have already been convinced by listening to your demos that we just played, for the hiring people listening to your interview right now who haven't hired you yet to work on a project, why would they choose you over another voiceover actor? What do you bring to the table that may be unique other than your talent that we heard, your obvious voiceover talent? What could you say that would make them
I would say my passion and excitement and enthusiasm for the industry. When you like something, it shows in your work. If you don't like it, then you shouldn't be doing it. Life's too short to do things you don't like. It's because I love it and I'm a professional. I'll get it done. I'll get it done quickly. It'll sound perfect. I've got, you know, top gear, and you're going to be happy with my work.
Absolutely. Now, and obviously, if you're a female producer, you want to hire him because he is arm candy, honey. But no, I didn't say that because I don't want his wife coming over ripping my hair and my eyelashes off. I'm just saying, it always helps to have a hot guy doing a voiceover, I would imagine.
See my wife. She's a real
hot. Oh, really? I'm going to friend you on Facebook so I can see them.
That's
pictures.
Right. Now you can see. Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Now we might have to hire her, kick you to the curb. question for you. Recently, you did a audiobook, and you said to me that you don't plan on doing another one anytime soon because it was a pain. There have been three people who said, I want to do an audiobook. I want to do an audiobook. I wonder what it's like. What? Give me your experience, maybe 1 or 2 minutes, because we got like 5 minutes. And
It's a business, and if there's one takeaway some people want to get from this, it's that voiceover is a business. It is sales, it's marketing and everything. So you want to get paid for your work, and you want to get, you know, paid as well as you can for what you do. So think about an audiobook and how many dollars per word you get paid. It's, unless you're doing, you know, Harry Potter or some mega big hit, it's a little bit tough to make a good living on audiobooks. In my brief experience with them, I haven't done a ton of them, my brief experience, it's a lot of work for a small amount of pay is the primary reason. I love reading. I mean, it's fun doing characters. It's kind of fun, but it took me a very long time to get through the last book, which was a full novel, which was a great book. I really enjoyed it, by the way. But it just takes so long, and it just doesn't quite seem worth it. When I did some stuff for Wreck-It Ralph, and I said, like, you know, 5 words, in like 5 or 6 different spots, and they played the same words over and over again, and I got, I don't know, $2,000 or $3,000 for that. And it's like, oh, great, that's good. You know, a couple hundred bucks a word is fabulous. But when you're doing an audiobook, you know, unless it sells a gazillion copies, you're not going to make a fortune on it.
Wow. Okay. Now, there are tons of work that you can get as a voiceover actor. One of them is audiobooks. You said that you love commercials, narration, documentary. You do e-learning. What's your favorite voiceover medium and why?
I love doing documentaries. They're not super long like a book, but they're long enough to really get into the feel of it. I love that. I love commercial. I love promo stuff. I'm a kind of a hyperactive, fast-paced kind of guy. So a promo like the Disney stuff where I'm, you know, promoting movies that are coming up, that stuff's really fun for me. I really enjoy it. And, you know, and the dollars per word is pretty good too. So that's probably, you know, promos and documentaries, commercials would be at the top of my list. Also, e-learning is fun too. People think there's not a lot of work out there. there is billions of dollars in voiceover work out there. And you got to think about it kind of the way I do. I just need a tiny percentage of that to make a living. So you got to get out there and hustle and just get a little piece of that massive, massive pie. Find the stuff you like, the stuff you're good at, and you can make a career out of it.
Now, if people want to do this for a living, where would you go? You're a beginning voiceover artist. Where do you go to find work doing e-learning jobs or narration or documentaries? Where does one go? Is there a website like Actors Access or what?
There's a lot of places to go. You can get an agent, and in the old days, before I was really doing this, agents were how all the work was gotten, you know, 20 years ago. Nowadays, you know, people, there are a few guys, some of these top A-list guys, they get, you know, a lot of the work from the agents still. But most of us out here, we're out there hustling for our own work. There are websites you can get work from directly. You could sign up today and start auditioning. You can go to voices.com, voice123, Bodalgo.com, TheVoiceRealm.com. These are all what are called pay-to-play sites where you pay for the privilege of auditioning and you cross your fingers and hope you get something. And if you're good, if you've been trained, if you have good equipment, you know, you'll start booking things. But you've got to be patient. It's going to take a lot.
Now, a lot of scam artists out there saying, oh, if you pay me this, I'll get you a job in voiceover. What is the rule of thumb with voiceover acting?
You want to hire a coach to coach you, and you want to go to a casting agency or a reputable website to get work. Or the other way to get work is to contact directly the people that hire voice talent. I have an email campaign where I market to about 3,500, 3,800 producers across the whole country. I actually spent a lot of time, actually paid somebody to go to a whole bunch of websites and pull up a bunch of names and emails so I could market directly to them. And you want to market directly to people. If you want to do e-learning, I'd recommend you Google and find all the e-learning companies you can in the world that use English. Don't stick to the U.S. Like a high percentage of my clients are from overseas, from other parts of the world. Find them, contact them, email them. Hey, are you guys accepting voice actor submissions, voiceover demos? You know, call them, email them. You want to, if you're proactive, you're going to get work. And it's a numbers game. Again, for the fifth time I'm saying that, you've got to talk to a lot of people and you want to hit them at the right time. If you get enough people, oh yeah, we're about to start a new e-learning video. We need the voice. Can you do something for us tomorrow? Can you read some scripts? Like, yeah. So you want to be proactive.
Now, I assume that you are a member of SAG-AFTRA, correct?
I am not.
You are not. That is something I wanted to talk about because we mentioned earlier that you're the voice of the video game that came from the hit television show Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but you said that you didn't get any royalties, and I was like blown away because I assumed you were a SAG-AFTRA actor. First of all, why and how did this come about that you were able to how do you do it?
Well, first of all, there's a ton of non-union work out there. And if you are a card-carrying member of SAG-AFTRA, you're not supposed to do non-union work unless there's another thing called FICOR. You can be a member of FICOR, but SAG-AFTRA doesn't like that. But I was not on the show itself. This is just a game. So I didn't need to be SAG-AFTRA to be on a video game for iPhone. So I wasn't actually on the TV show.
Oh, so you're able. This is exciting. This is really exciting, Trevor, that you're bringing this up because so many voice actors that are starting out, they're so scared. They're like, I'll never get any work because I can't afford to join after SAG because, you know, it's a fortune.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that you booked all of those jobs with those top companies and you're a non-union actor. You're not with a union.
Right. Hopefully I'm not breaking any rules. Hopefully I'm not breaking any rules. I'm no attorney.
They wouldn't be hiring you if you were breaking any rules. They're very much into legalities and the legal system. They abide by that. So you're telling me that you work for all these top studios and do like Disney and all these top, and you can get work as a non-union actor. This is so thrilling and exciting to hear, Trevor, because people are so worried that they don't get the quality of work like you get unless they're a SAG-AFTRA actor. How do you do it? I mean, there are agents that will take on non-union people and book them for these top jobs like you get?
There's agents that will take non-union people. I mean, when you're doing stuff on a major network television that's actually on the show, I'm fairly certain you need to be SAG or AFTRA. For commercials, I think the rules are a little different. And when you audition for jobs, they'll tell you, oh, it's a union job or a non-union job. So, like, if you're not union, don't audition.
Wow.
So, but yeah, there is a ton of work out there for non-union people.
Wow.
And there are two schools of thought. You know, people say, like, the guy that did my last demo that wasn't, you know, that was my last fake demo, which was a few years ago, he said, no, dude, you got to be a union member. You got to join a union and get an agent to get the big jobs. And there may be some truth to that. It's just a tougher road to hoe. You know, it's going to be harder to make a career of it if you're relying on your agent. You've got to rely on yourself.
Yeah.
And there's just way more non-union work out there than union work out there.
Absolutely.
So and if somebody says, hey, Trevor, we want you to do this national TV show and be the voice of this, you know, this national documentary series or whatever, you got to join the union. I would join union in a heartbeat. I just haven't had the need to just yet.
Oh my God, I'm so glad you brought this up, because there are so many actors so desperate. Oh, I got to be a member of SAG-AFTRA. I got to be a member of SAG. Let me tell you, honey, you join SAG-AFTRA and pay your little $3,500. You were probably booking a ton of non-union work. As soon as you join, oh my God, good luck. You're going to hear crickets. Do as much non-union work as possible. You only want to join SAG if you get booked for a project and they Taft-Hartley you on and they pay for the shit. Or you just get, I think Taft-Hartley, they pay for it. I hope I didn't get that wrong.
Yeah,
but anyway,
I'm not exactly sure that works.
Yeah, I think, but do non-union work. You don't have to pay an agent. You can book people want to book non-union actors, voiceover actors, regular actors. You'll know when you're ready to be a SAG member.
Yeah.
And it's because it's because your ass can afford to pay the SAG-AFTRA because you've been making so much work doing non-union. You're ready to take that step and move up because you're being sought after by the top people.
Right.
Okay, so we got to end the show. Real quick, what's on the horizon for you work-wise? Any cool projects coming up this year?
I don't have anything. You know, it's just kind of you get the job and you do it. So they don't usually book you months in advance. It's like, oh, you get it. You know, I'll be auditioning, you know, for a couple hours tomorrow morning, and you know, do it comes to that. It's kind of a daily thing. So
you come. Well, I tell you, I'm going to refer you to everybody. I just think you're lovely.
Great.
You're lovely. You're such a genuine, sincere man, and it's so hard to find that. I can tell by voice, and you're a very, very ambitious, hardworking guy. And
I need to hire you to market for me.
I know. Well, let's take it out with this. I'm going to ask you, but let's end the show with this. Can you give us a treat and do a voiceover improv on some exciting new movie about where the future, when the world becomes a slave to artificial blah blah blah, like start it out in a world.
You want to do it?
Give me a Don LaFontaine.
Okay. Even though I can't do Don. Okay, I'll pretend. In a world where you don't know where to go to find out how to break into the voiceover world, listen to Priscilla Leona, and she will give you all of the answers tonight at 5 and every week.
I love it. Oh, that's it, my darling. Question Reality every Sunday at 5 o'clock. Trevor Jones, go to his website, trevorjonesvo.com. Thank you for listening. Say goodbye to your fans, Trevor.
Thank you, Priscilla. Thank you for listening. Love you. Mwah.
Love you. Mwah. We'll see you next week. Bye.
And talk to you. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.